about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding that Tennessee stud. I had a little trouble with my sweetheart's paw, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. Well, I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, then I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a hoss like the Tennessee stud. Drifted on down into no man's land, across the river called the Rio Grande. I raced my house with the Spaniards full, till it got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree, and we got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, then I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes are green. And he had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Right back across Arkansas, and I whooped her brother and I whooped her pa. When I found that girl with the golden hair, well, she was a-riding that Tennessee mare. A pretty little baby on the cabin floor, and a little horse colt playing around the door. I love the girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. They're mighty fine pygmy ponies. Well, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes are green. Well, he had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.